गिरिवर जा रे गोपी जन वाला गिरिवर जा रे अशुरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वन चारी यमुना तेरा वन
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य पवनितानंद श्री अद्वैति गिरारा शिवासि गौ भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिर गोविंद की मातु अरविंद आरन जानकी मायपुर नवदीप जानकी नूर राम नवीति जानकी जगन्नाथ पुरी जानकी तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुना की सांबित भक्तवृंद की Glory some of the devotees, glory some of the devotees, glory some of the devotees, glory Shri Guru and Garanga Pramanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janalam Nidabhu Jau Kanaka Vedato Sankirtana Kipitaro Kamala Tatsho Vishambhava Vijibaro Jigadharma Palo Vande Jigat Prekaro Kuravataro Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare is the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila, chapter 18, verse 110.
110 to 113.
Yeah. Vrindavane hoilo tumi Krishna avatar. Doma deki sarva loka holo nishta. The people then said, "You have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated." Text 111. Prabhu kohi Vishnu Vishnu iha nakahi ba. Jiva dhame Krishna gyan kabu na kariba. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, "Vishnu, Vishnu, don't call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Don't say such a thing. Don't even say such a thing." Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately stated that a living being, however exalted he may be, should never be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching protests the monistic philosophy of the Mayavad school. The central point of Krishna consciousness is that the jiva, living entity, can never be accepted as Krishna or Vishnu. This viewpoint is elaborated in the following verses. Text 112. Sanyasi chit kana jiva kirana kana sham.
Sanyasi chit kana jiva kirana kana sham.
Shodai svarya purna Krishna hoya suryopam.
Sanyasi svarya purna Krishna hoya suryopam.
A sannyasi in the renounced order is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole, just as a shining molecular particle of sunshine is part and parcel of the sun itself. Krishna is like the sun, full of six opulences, but the living entity is only a fragment of the complete whole. 113. Jiva Ishvara Tattva Kabu Nahisham. Valad Agni Rashi Joyche Spulingira Kam. Jiva Ishvara Tattva Kabhu Nahi Sham. Valad Agni Rashi Joyche Spulingira Kam. Jiva Ishvara Tattva Kabhu Nahi Sham. Dalat Agni Rashi Joyche Spulingirakam.
Dalat Agni Rashi Joyche
Spulingirakam. Bolo.
Jiva Ishvara Tattva Kabhu Nahi Sham.
Somebody else? Jiva, a living being,
Ishvara Tattva,
and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kabu, at any time, Nahe, not, Shama, equal, Jvalat Agni Rashi, large flame, Doiche, as, Spulingira, of a spark, Khan, fragmental portion. Translation: a living entity and the absolute true, absolute personality of Godhead are never to be considered equal, just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame. Purport: Mayavadi sannyasis consider themselves Brahman, and they superficially speak of themselves as Narayan. The monist disciples of the Mayavad school, known as Smarta Brahmanas, are generally householder Brahmanas who accept the Mayavadi sannyasis as Narayan incarnate. Therefore, they offer their obeisances to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately protested this unauthorized system, specifically mentioning that a sannyasi, chitkana jiva, is nothing but a fragmental portion of the Supreme. In other words, he's nothing more than an ordinary living being. He is never Narayan, just as a molecular portion of sunshine is never the sun itself. The living entity is nothing but a fragmental part of the absolute truth. Therefore, at no stage of perfection can a living entity become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavad viewpoint is always condemned by the Vaishnava school. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself protested this philosophy. When the Mayavadis accept sannyasa and consider themselves Narayan, they become so puffed up that they do not even enter the temple of Narayan to offer respects, for they falsely think themselves Narayan himself. Although Mayavadi sannyasis may offer respects to other sannyasis and address them as Narayan, they do not go to a Narayan temple and offer respects. These Mayavadi sannyasis are always condemned and are described as demons. The Vedas clearly state that living entities are subordinate part and parcels of the Supreme. Eko bahunam yo vidyati kama. The Supreme Being Krishna maintains all living entities. Om Jnana Tamananda Shigananjana Shalakaya Chaksananayatam Jnana Sasmai Shigana Veno Ashi Chaitanya Marabhishtam Pabitam Jnana Bhutale Frayam Rupakatam Mahyam Dadati Sabadam Tikam. Jiva Ishvara Tattva Kabu Nahi Shama Jalad Agni Rashi Ujoichi Spulingirakam. A living entity and the absolute personality of God are never to be considered equal, just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame. So here in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this pastime was going on that he was being addressed as Vishnu himself. And as it turns out, he is Vishnu. But he's taking the part of a devotee, and therefore he's protesting vehemently against this idea. So when Mahaprabhu was passing through Benares on the way to Mathura, his close associates, Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra, had informed him that the Mayavadis there, they had been criticizing him and his chanting like that. And they were very upset. They weren't able to defeat these Mayavadi sannyasis. So Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, Mathura Vrindavan, and he just kind of ignored the situation. But on the way back, you'll find that he smashed in a very wonderful way. In fact, the five conversations that we understand are very important in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of them is with Prakashananda. so that Prabhupada, he printed the book, we remember, those of us who are old timers, that Prabhupada wanted that book out before the rest of the Chaitanya Charitamrita came out. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya had been out, but in that book it couldn't go into very detailed depth of the conversation, which is so important, between Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda. So therefore, Prabhupada took that seventh chapter of Adi Lila and translated it first, and then had it printed, entitled Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya and Five Features of the Panchatattva. Panchatattva kavastu nahi kichube. And one of the verses there said, they're non-different. Although they're non-different, still they separate them. They're separate just to taste rasa. Rasasvadite, tabuta vibe, the different types of rasa tasted therein. So in the beginning of that chapter is describing how panchatattva mile, they enjoy amongst themselves, and how there are, although there are two prabhus, Eka Mahaprabhu, there are two prabhus, Eka Mahaprabhu, and there's only one Mahaprabhu. The two prabhus are Nityananda and Advaita. So in this way, the tattva, the panchatattva, panchatattvam krishnam, what is the verse? Tattatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa surupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyan namami bhakta shaktikam. This verse is explained there in that seventh chapter, how he expands. And so this is established by Kaviraj Goswami. He's expert at establishing in a very poetic manner. So sometimes we lament that Kaviraj Goswami says many times, I could have written much more, I could have said much more, I heard much more, but I couldn't. But of course, the jiva, living entity, devotees, they take great pleasure in hearing and chanting Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chinchacham Chinchatan Bhaktas Chaitanya Charita. Always think of this Chaitanya Charita. Kaviraj Goswami says, Shruyatam Shruyatam Bhaktas. Always hear it, always speak it, and always think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And so Mahaprabhu, when he was hearing this criticism of himself, he simply smiled. Prabhu Hasi, many times, several times, it says Prabhu Hasi. Now, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, they were very upset. They wanted to commit suicide, in fact. They couldn't bear to hear this. Of course, they didn't associate closely, but they could hear it. That Prakashananda was the leader of the sannyasis. And when he heard about the activities of Mahaprabhu, he criticized very sharply. What is this? He's a sannyasi in our line, Shankaracharya. And he's going around with all these babukirasani. He's going around with all these babukas. I mean, in their lingo, babukas are just like really sentimental. And they are very proud. Prabhupada mentions here, he mentions many times. And to be a Mayavadi sannyasi, you have to already be expert in Sanskrit, especially grammar. You cannot be, it's very limited. Not everyone can become a sannyasi. Generally, they have to do like that. But Shankaracharya himself, in Dukrina Karane, he said, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukrina Karane, in his famous stotra. He has one famous, the most well-known verse amongst the Vaishnavas, where he says, Bhajagovinda, Bhajagovinda, Bhajagovinda Muhamate. He's telling his own followers to worship Govinda. And Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Furthermore, he says, all your jugglery, Dukrin, all your verbal roots, jugglery, and all this, it won't protect you at the time of death. Dukrin Akarani. He made, of course, he said many other things. Jagat what does he say? Maya. That Maya, the material world is Brahma. And Brahman is eternal, and the material world, everything else is Maya. Maya Vadama Satchastram Prichanam Bodhamujate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching to these Mayavadis. He was quoting from Puranas and so many things. So one of those slokas, he says, Mayavadam Asat Shastram Prichanam Bodhamujate. That this Mayavad philosophy that you're professing is simply Buddhism, just covered. Kaviraj Goswami says that Veda Shraya Nashtikavad Bodhike Nashtik. Nashtik means atheism. The Mayavadis, they still make some pretense at being very religious, so they don't. It's a big insult if you say that they're Buddhist. They're two type of Mayavadi, and they don't have anything to do with the Buddhist Mayavadi. Because Shankaracharya's mission, Agya Kori Das, according to Mahaprabhu, he's an order carrier. Order carrier, where Lord Shiva was saying he will come as this Shankaracharya and bring about the Kali Yuga. This is his mission. Jivatma Paraya, Paratma Jivaya, that the Paramatma and the Jiva are non-different, which is not logical. We don't see that. Krishna says in the Gita in so many places how he says, Natve Vaham Jatu Nasam, Natvam Me Janadipa. These kings all are separate. They were here before, they'll always exist, and you, all individuals, Mami Vangsha Jiva, Loki Jiva Bhuta Shanata, Manasastan Indriyani, Bhakti Stani Karshati. They're struggling very hard, the Jivas. Krishna is not struggling, he's independent. So when Mahaprabhu arranged it on his way back to Benares, the devotees were more and more frustrated and crying. Interestingly enough, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is explaining that somehow or other, in our mind, we don't think of Chandrasekhar. They're close associates of Mahaprabhu. We don't think of them as Kanishtas. But at least, from one angle, they're said to be Kanishta. Because someone who's in the Majjam stage, he should be able to confront the Mayavadis. Of course, we don't think that we are Sanskrit scholars that we can confront Mayavadis, and they also didn't think. So it should make us also humble if Mahaprabhu's own close associates were considered like that. It's a very high grade to be able to confront these Mayavadis. I remember there were some Western hardcore Mayavadis. They came to Krishna Balaram Mandir in 77. They were Dutch guys, and they knew Prabhupada's book besides knowing their own philosophy. They could quote. They were sitting in the room with Yasodhananda, who was Swami at the time, and Yasodhananda Swami was discussing Mayavad and quoting so many things. I lived in the room next to him. I was painting. He was in the room. He used to do puja like for 5 hours a day and chant shlokas. And he was a super shloka guy, super, super duper. No shloka would go unlearned. So when they came, somebody recommended, oh, you guys are Mayavadi, you want to argue? Then you go to see Yasodhananda. And Pradyumna was there, he was kind of watching from the doorway. He's a very funny guy. He was just watching like that. And I was watching. And they were going on for hours. And these guys could quote Prabhupada's book. Well, your Prabhupada said on this sloka and this purport, and he was coming back. But at the end, there was no conclusion. They got some prasadam. Later on, later on, we saw them outside. They were smoking. Those guys, they know so many Sanskrit shlokas, and they're smoking outside. Shaved heads, they had bald, no secret. So very funny. But they were going on like that. So there's a very nice Leela in Anchalila, the fifth chapter, where Bhagavan Acharya, he kept recommending to Sarup Damodar, because nobody could go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to recommend anything, or there were so many people writing. Imagine in those days there were many learned persons, For us, they would be very learned, but for Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, it is. Even the devotees were like Bhagavan Acharya. He was thinking this poet came from Bengal, and he had this great elucidation, glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for two, three days, he was advising, or he was saying to Swarup Damodar, you must hear this. This poet from Bengal, he has written his great, fantastic poem about Lord Chaitanya. You must hear it. And Swarup Damodar was very doubtful. He was finally, because it was so persistent, he said, okay, bring him here. Because nothing could go, he's the secretary of Mahaprabhu, everything had to be heard first by Swarup Damodar. Because, I mean, yadvat tadvat, there's a term that means someone who writes, but it's not a court. They may be able to write something. For us, it would be amazing. But according to the very, very exalted authorities, like Swarup Damodar, it is just talking something. He doesn't hear it. He wouldn't hear it. So, because so many of these persons will want to present their poetry. Ah, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most exalted person, please hear my poem. Please hear my poem. No, can't go directly. No. Bhagavata stane, you must hear from the Bhagavata. When this poet finally was able to, Swarup Damodar said, okay, now give me your introductory verse. So it was only the introductory verse, finished, that's it. He said his introductory verse and he was stopped. Because the introductory verse, he was explaining how Jagannath is a very nice wooden deity, he's glorifying. But now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the soul, living soul. This is called Rasa Bas, overlapping mellow. Sometimes Rasa Bas is accepted. If one is very highly learned in this, he can understand how it will induce ecstasy, Krishna Prema. But in this case, immediately Swarup Damodar chastised him, said, you are a rascal. This is a nonsense poem. You know, but he saw that the Brahmin, this Brahmin poet was very upset. He looked very sad. He saw, he also chastised Bhagavan Acharya. He said, but you are a coward, boy. You don't mind hearing anything, but I cannot hear this. This is not right. I can accept this. So he encouraged the Brahmin by telling him, Jaha Bhagavata Stani. He said, Ekanta e Ashraya Chaitanya Charane. With one-pointed devotion, if you understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually it's interesting because it says you have to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he couldn't do it directly. But if you have faith in Mahaprabhu, you take one of his disciples, one of his followers, and you surrender wholeheartedly to his lotus feet, then you will understand this. Of course, we don't have a follow-up story that he, what happened to him. But he was given very strong instruction. Prabhupada used to quote this sloka in his own way. He had a way of saying in a different way. Bhagavata stane. You have to, with Jaha Bhagavata stane. How does Prabhupada say it? Bhagavata paragya Bhagavata stane. So Prabhupada said in his own Bengali word, which we like. Bhagavata paragya Bhagavata stane. You want to understand this, you have to go. It's said differently by Kaviraj Goswami, but Prabhupada is on the high level of spontaneous love. He can say it in his own way. Many times he says something, Jojanati Tattata. He takes Gita Shloka and says it in his own way, a little bit different. Of course, Prabhupada did whole Gita in Bengali. Gita Gan, which is still distributed in thousands, millions. Copies all over Bengal. All Bengalis getting copies of Gita like this. So Prabhupada said in his own way, Bhagavata Bhargya Bhagavata Stani. You want to understand this? You have to go to the person Bhagavat. You cannot go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you have to have faith in Mahaprabhu. Then you can understand. So, but interestingly, this happened a few times that in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you find that the devotees were very amazed, they all thought this very wonderful poetry, but only Swarup Damodar. And Kaviraj Goswami says, anyone who understands the subtle rasas, they must have heard it from someone who heard it from Swarup Damodar, because no one else understood properly. He has the highest paragon. Of course, we were joking the other day, what about Rupa Goswami? But Rupa Goswami is also in, we could say, in tight with Sri Rupa Damodar. He was given, when he presented his poetry in the company of Sarvabhauma and Ramananda Roy and, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, how does he understand this? Then Sri Rupa said, he's getting your special mercy. So sometimes, if you're Rupa Goswami, there's special mercy. But if you're Sri Rupa Damodar, special. But no one can just concoct anything. So Mayavadi's there, like Mayavadam Asat Shastram. Their Shastras are considered Asat. Asat. They're not eternal Shastras. That Shankaracharya says, Eka Shloka, he says, I will give you one shloka, and by that shloka, you will understand everything. And in that shloka, he's only this one shloka. He gives that Jagat, what is it? Satyam, Brahma Satyam, Jagat what? Jagat Mithya. Mithya. Mithya means false. The material world is false. So Rupa Goswami has the antidote for this. He describes that sambandhe, Krishna sambandhe, vairagyam, utrite, this yukta vairagya. It's considered very important. Sometimes I remember that how in 75, when the front gate was complete and Prabhupada had Muralidhar and me and I know Parikshit, the artist, we had to go and write this. Of course, we don't know very much Sanskrit, but we wrote it on the wall with Bhakti Santa. Had a picture of printing press and Madanga, the Brihad Madanga. There's a slogan. This is probably one of that. I assume it's still there somehow. So, very important verse. How does that verse start? Yukta. Yukta. Vairagya Muchite. How does that start? Huh? What? Anasakta shivishyan yatanupayandita. So the my body is there not conversant in how to understand this material energy. Prapanchakataya bhujha hari sambandhi vastuna. Mamukshabi parityago. Vairagyam falgam uchite. This is called falgu vairagya. Although they're here, it says they're demoniac. The Brahmavadi is a different thing, but if when Mahaprabhu was very concerned that these, what is it, nindaka, kamanishta, nindaka, paduya, adam, all these categories were not surrendering, understanding Krishna consciousness, he, chaturya pa, sabha nishtarite, chaturya pa, to deliver all of them, he took sannyas. Chabi described when he was 24, he took sannyas. There's no need that Mahaprabhu to take sannyas. Yadadvaitam brahmopanashari tarapyasya tanu ba yat mantriyam pushas. Shad Aishvarya, here is described, shad, the Aishvarya. He shad Aishvarya, all the six opulences he has. Just like small thing he does, he arranged that the Brahman came and invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no intention, or you can say he never met with the Mayavadis. But suddenly he induced this Brahman to come. The Brahman was a devotee. He invited Mahaprabhu. You come to my house for lunch tomorrow. The Prakashananda and so many of these, he must have had a big house. The Prakashananda had 60,000 followers. But anyway, at his house there was lunch. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, first thing they noticed that he only sat in the place where, you know, Mayavadi, any sannyasis, they go barefoot. You'd wash your feet there. He sat only there. They were sitting in a higher place. So Prakashananda came and he said, how? He saw him sitting there. Why are you sitting there? Ihan aishi hanai shunaho shipa. Come here with us. Why are you sitting in this low place? Oh, he said, oh, hina sannyasi. I'm a heen. I'm a very low sannyasi. And my guru told me that I don't understand Vedanta Adhikar. He said, Guru Mora Morka Deki Korlesha, he chastised me that I have no intelligence to understand. So, but when they were seeing Mahaprabhu, what were they seeing? Mahatejo Maya, Bapu. His body was Mahatejo Maya. The effulgence of thousands, millions of suns, it says. So they were, of course, they're very much into this effulgence of the Brahman, the undifferentiated Brahman effulgence. So when they saw that Mahaprabhu was giving this effulgence, they were astounded. Jurya, Shravan, they said, our ears, when we hear you, we're very satisfied hearing your speech. And when we see you, our eyes, Nayan, very satisfied. But please come and tell us, you know. Though sometimes it is said there was no argument, that simply by that. But Prabhupada said, no, there was argument. Still there was argument. Even one of Prabhupada's godbrothers said there was no argument. Prabhupada said, nonsense, there was argument still. So in his argument, which everyone should be familiar with, I've been reading that for the last 47 years. Still I'm not so familiar, but I would like to read it. We can put a plug for Mother Narayani. I remember in 74 she was memorizing that chapter. Probably she still knows. Because we didn't have whole Chaitanya Charita, but we had that. And I could hear her in the Calcutta, in the other room, and she was over and drilling these verses. Because it's such an important thing. So in those verses, also is describing Lutya Kaya Diya Bandara Ujare Ashcharya Bandara Shata Prema Bare. That the Pancha Tattva, when Krishna was here, he gave some instruction, you surrender to me. But Mahaprabhu is Odarya, he's Namo Mahavadanyaya, he's most magnanimous. And so therefore, him, along with the Pancha Tattva, they plunder the storehouse of love of God. So this is what's happening here. Can you imagine that Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic when he was in Puri, and then as he came gradually to get to Mathura and Vrindavan, he was increasing hundreds and then thousands of times his ecstasy. So, who can imagine that? His ecstasy in Vrindavan was so great that Balabhadra Bhattacharya and other devotees, especially, he was so upset because Mahaprabhu, right after this, Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic, he jumped in the Yamuna and nearly drowned. Well, who knows if he would drown. He could float 20 miles, he didn't drown to Konark and Puri, but they were thinking. See, they have this relation with Mahaprabhu. They think they're taking care of Mahaprabhu. So therefore, the ecstasy is always increasing. Ananda mudi vardhanam patipadam purnamrita sma. The taste, we always want this unlimited taste. Bhuya katya triptya here, like Arjuna told Krishna. Please, speak more and more. I never tire of hearing your ambrosial nectar words. We also never tire of hearing. This morning we're chanting the Goswami Ashtakam also. Anandam Bhardi Nipano Kaivalya Nishtarako. Is that the verse? Anyway, they were delivering people from this mouth of liberation, the devouring mouth of liberation. How are they doing? Govinda Ganamritai. Papo Tapa Nekrintano Tanupitam Govinda Ganamritai. Those persons. So all these persons are described. Stri Vida Balak Duva Shabare Dubai. Stri, the women. Everyone became ecstatic. Vida, the old, Balak, the children, the lame, the blind, Amda. What is it? That verse. The blind, the lame, pangu anda gam. Everyone. But still, because these mayavadis were trying to escape, they were very expert, actually, at escaping the loving network, prem vale of Mahaprabhu. He took sannyas, particularly this mission to deliver these mayavadis. And so he did it. And still, we're putting forward the same philosophy. Because Mayavadis are very dry, as described by Kaviraj Goswami, that Kaku Tusha, the Gyanis, the Mayavadis are Gyanis, let's face it, they're the big jnanis. They're simply studying. Studying Vedanta. So this is like the kakachushe, like the crows taking the neem pale, the bitter neem fruits. Well, neem is okay for medicine, but there's not nectar, let's face it. Nobody wants to eat it like nectar. Will you take neem fruits, or will you take a wonderful feast, 35,000 preparations offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I don't think so. But the devotees there taking the mango buds of nectar. And just like our Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was also like this smarter Brahmin Mayavadi. So when Mahaprabhu came to his place and he wanted to instruct Mahaprabhu, first thing he said, why did you take sannyas anyway? I am always speaking with these sannyasis and they're all puffed up rascals. They think they're Narayana. He knew that. And so he said, so they won't bow to anyone. They won't. You can read that in Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's a little different story, a little different angle of vichara you get there than Chaitanya Charitamrita is heavy tattva, you understand. Of course, we don't hear it all 7 days that Sarvabhauma spoke, but we get... But in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it makes it almost sound like Mahaprabhu asked him very humbly to give him some instruction. But he said, well, why did you take sannyas? This is simply, sannyasis are all puffed up. Namo Narayana Bhagat. Danda Grahena Bhak Mapreena. Simply by taking danda, they think they become Narayana. But as we hear from Prabhupada from the very beginning, even a dog can chant the holy name. Sajjan Durjan Pangu Jara Andaga. Dira Dira Jana. The Sajjan were the devotees. Durjan, the wicked rascal. Dira Dira Jana. Priyakaro. But like Sanatana Goswami, the sixth, they're dear even to the Durjan. Mahaprabhu is dear even to the, you see, Jagai Madai. Or when Nittai was, those dacoits had tried to rob him in the house. Whose house was that? Nandanacharya? No, it's a different house. He was in the house. What was that house where the big guards came? And I forgot whose house it was. Anyway, they were trying to rob Nityananda of some of his opulence. It's not a good idea. You see what happened to them. One night, they fell asleep the first time or something. And then the second time, Second time there was, and then they woke up and they blamed each other. Oh, they want to rob them of Nittai of his Purnaishvarya, Shadaishvarya Purnayaiha Bhagavan Saswayama. So just like Ravana, he wants to take Sita, he wants to take the opulence, offenders against Ram. So the Mayavadis are like, Karmanishtas also, they have strict faith in karma. They think that devotional service is like karma. So there's many different types of impersonalists, especially these four or five are enumerated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. The Karmanishta Nindakas, they just criticize and blaspheme. Pashandi are total atheists. But sometimes they say that the demigods are all equal, everyone is equal. They simply superficially worship. Prabhupada used the word superficial. So Mahaprabhu was coming giving the... He is the lamp of Navadvip. Prabodhananda Saraswati described, he's like the lamp burning with the wick of pure love. And when the Mayavadis, all these types come, Nindaka, Pashandi, Karmanishta, Paduyadam, they all like moths flying into the flame and their philosophies are destroyed. Just like those Buddhists. They're big, they're not exactly, they're Mayavadis, of course. They tried to trick Mahaprabhu, such rascals. And they gave him a plate of food, who knows what was on that. What were they thinking? You're going to trick Mahaprabhu. You know? Not a good plan. You know? So immediately this bird, big bird, Garuda type bird, came and picked up a big platter. Imagine a big tully, like huge. Sometimes they're weighing like a few pounds. So the bird came, picked it up, dropped it flatly on that guru, the Buddhist guru's head. Bang! Made a huge noise. Bam! The guy fell out completely. His head was, he was smashed out on, right on the ground. And all those Buddhist disciples, they were so upset. Oh, sir, something happened. Our guru, is he dead? We don't know. You know, do something. Said, that's okay. Don't worry. Tell him to chant Hare Krishna. You whisper in his ear now. He'll be okay. It's funny because I saw Bhadra doing the painting, if you see Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we had the marathon. So Bhadra is so super genius that he was just always talking outside and chanting or going out in Harinam or something. And Jadarani was like a rasa or something. Jadarani said, Bhadra, you have to do the painting. He only did like maybe 2-3 paintings during the marathon because he was doing the whole fate, managing the whole fate museum. But Jadarani was going, Bhadra, when are you going to do the painting? And I remember he came by the studio. I said, Bhadra, what about the painting? He said, oh, come and see. Come and see. I'm almost finished. I said, oh, you're almost finished. And there you see the great painting. You know, he just whipped it out in like 4 days, 5 days. And he said, you recognize this guy? I said, there's an old man there in the front. He said, it's Krishnadas Babaji. I said, oh. From memory, he did Krishnadas Babaji, you know. Thinking, wow, amazing. He just stuck him in the pastime or something. Just for fun. Actually, I was with Bhargava when we first saw Krishnadas Babaji, so it had a special meaning for me because I didn't even know who's Krishnadas Babaji, the ecstatic Prabhupada's godbrother. And a bunch of Gaudiya Math sannyasis and brahmacharis, only 6 or 7, and they're in those days in Mayapur, there was not many visitors. So Bhadra said, there's Krishnadas Babaji. But so immediately, you know, he was so effulgent, sticking out amongst these other sannyasis. So I had some meaning for me. He put it in there. So when they chanted Hare Krishna to their guru, they became the guru of their so-called guru. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So Lord Chaitanya Apara, Chaturya Par, he's creating so many tricks. How to trick us. Just like Prabhupada said, I have tricked you all. Just like I said, Prabhupada said, I have tricked you all. I said, give up gambling. But you have taken the biggest gamble with your whole life and given it to Krishna. You don't know what's going to happen. You're going to die. You don't know what will happen. He said that. He was half joking, but he said, so we don't really give up gambling. This is anasakta yataham anasakta. This is Krishna sambandha. In relation with Krishna, we're gambling our life away. As Prabhupada said, according to astrologers, he could have been rich like Birla or something. Prabhupada was so intelligent, probably so. Somehow it didn't work out. He was quoting from Bhagavatam about that. But you can see, without any effort, Prabhupada came and said, I was just one old man coming, and then I established all this. I had no thing, I had none. Just like he said, we went to the Fisher Mansion. They wanted $350,000. Prabhupada said, I did not have three paisa. And he asked them to donate. They said, oh, no, we cannot do it. And then he said, our Ambarish and Lake of Shivanti, they came and paid. So Prabhupada was like on this track of totally depending on Krishna. And so many tricks are there. Mahaprabhu's again and again tricking with his Maha Tejo Prakash. Okay, so any discussions on this? My buddies.
Was it Bhagavacharya's brother or somebody else's brother that they had brought to sort of Damodar?
Yeah, that's another thing. A brother and huh?
Cousin.
But this is that's a different story when he brought this poet.
But this is not the same one because there was somebody else who brought this. But then Prabhupada brought his cousin or something.
But this Bengali was not his cousin, he was?
Yeah, he's from Benares.
He's from where?
Benares.
Benares.
Yeah,
so he was
study or something and he
studied.
And so Prabhupada wanted to.
Yes. So he didn't get past the introduction. Different than Rupa Goswami, when he gave his introduction, Shudanam Chandrinam Api Madhurimam Madhadamini Dadana Radhari, you know, he ecstatic. And then the next verse immediately was Anarapita Chirin Chirakuranavat Unikalo Samar, which Kaviraj Goswami quoted in the beginning of Chaitanya. So this is such a great verse. Sadahidya may Mahaprabhu with his splendor be in your heart, appear within all your hearts. But Mahaprabhu didn't take it. He said, no, you have destroyed your nice poet, your great palais, now with a detestable poison, alkali. What is this? Just like he's saying, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't say this, don't say
this.
Nobody agreed with that. But Chaitanya was always taking this humble position, like with these Prakashananda sitting in the... He's sitting by the foot wash. But we might sit by the foot wash also, but we won't be able to exhibit the Mahal Tejo Maya.
We don't have foot wash.
If you go to Amritsar, if you go to the Golden Temple, they have a foot wash. You have to, I went there in 77, you have to wash your feet. What? Foot wash? Nobody knows of the foot wash? Many temples have a foot wash area, but in Amritsar they have a very nice foot wash, but they allow you to go in if you have clean socks with a label. You can wear your socks. Can't be used, can't be washed, it has to be new. All right, so anything else? Anything else? Say that.
Hiranya Pandit's house.
Hiranya Pandit's house, yes, yes, yes. It was Hiranya Pandit's house where they tried, and finally in the end, there were these huge, the last incident, there was huge bodyguards standing with weapons, incredible weapons, and marching in front of the house. And they were all like 6 foot six. And the dacoits were thinking, oh my God, we're never gonna do anything. The head dacoit just surrendered finally. Then no. A rich man came. Not him. Couldn't be. He's just an avadut. How is he getting all this? Anyway, okay, so anything else?
Yes, Prabhuji. So when Mahaprabhu said himself that, you know, I'm not Krishna, you know, and, you know, I'm part and parcel of Krishna like everybody else, but their followers, you know, consider him as a Krishna's avatar. So why is there a discrepancy when Mahaprabhu...
Because Chanak Kalo Yada Bhavat Sri Gota Sattvam, he's covered. In Prahlad's prayer, if you read that in 7th canon, 9th chapter, one of his prayers is very famous. And the last line, it says, Chanak Kalo Yada Bhavat Sri Gota Sattvam. Itang the theory of Sri Devi, it's a long, very nice verse, how Krishna appears in three yugas, and he appears to kill all the demoniac persons, and in many incarnations he appears as a human, as a demigod, as a fish, as an animal, bird, so many things. But chanak kalo yadabhatri gota sattvam, he's appearing, but chanak kalo, it's there. In Kali Yuga he's covered. Chana means covered. So he's always, he can cover and uncover at his desire anytime. Just like in his Navadvipa pastime, sometimes he's appearing, and even in Puri, he's giving universal form. Advaita saw universal form, and Sarvabhauma saw, you know, this, and Ramananda saw Radha Krishna, and the six-on form. All these things are appearing one after another. So in their minds, there's no question, they know. And during the Mahaprakash, he also was appearing as Vishnu. He sat on the throne of Vishnu. So, but when he wants to cover again, everyone, by his Mahatejo Maya, Naham Prakasha Sarvasha, if he doesn't want you to know it, then you won't, just like Krishna appears in his mouth, Mother Yasoda is seeing everything. And then she's like completely overwhelmed herself, all the cosmic manifestation. And after a second, Krishna covers her and says, oh, this is close. Don't eat dirt anymore. And again, she's absorbed in the leela like that. Varam deva moksham na moksha. In all these verses from Damodar, we hear about that, that he's in his belly, the last verse, that rope in his belly is everything. But still, Mother Yasoda is tying him with that rope. You know. She doesn't think that this is the entire Galoka and everything is in his belly, you know, material world, spiritual world. So although he can appear and covers, he can say, appear immediately, you'll think, yes, oh, yes. Just like those persons just before this, they were thinking, he's a sannyasi. But now, when we read the next few slokas, they're all praising him. He's not different from than Krishna from Vrindavan. So all it changes. You can't keep up with it. He's covering them. And then he's uncovering them when, at his whim, at his will. It's a leela, it's a play. He's playing around. Yeah. This is Ananta Leela. Namo Deva Damodara Ananta. Vishnu, he's Ananta, he has Ananta Leela.
If Gitar Gan is just verses without purport, does it convert an impersonalist to a personalist just because
well, you,
it comes
you answer
from
that
Prabhupada
one because
lotus lips?
You read it so many times I didn't read in Bengali. You tell him.
To me, Gitar Gan is more than sloka. It's not sloka. It's like a very simple, heartfelt, meaningful, like a purport and sloka together. Is Gitar Gan, I would say. This is my own observation.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Christopher Korn says, super sweet morning program, nice class. Thank you.